are still where I'm bound. And I don't know if the life I chose makes my daddy proud of who I am. I'm just a son of a preacher man.
John Rich sings the real-life tale of being the son of a minister in the title track of his new solo album. John got his start in country music as a member of the Texas-based group Lone Star. He's now half of the popular country duo Big and Rich. Last year, his musical partner Big Kenny needed some time off to get treatment for a pre-existing neck injury. That gave John the opportunity to record a solo project, which he says he would not have done without Big Kenny's blessing. John is an award-winning songwriter and one of Nashville's most sought-after producers. People magazine named him one of the most powerful people in the music industry. He's produced albums for Gretchen Wilson and James Otto, who had the number one country song of 2008. John also worked with former Alabama lead singer Randy Owen on his debut solo album and with Jewel on her first country release.
My God, what have I done? You gave me your heart and I broke it up. Now here I am. All alone and I'm hating me, 'cause baby with you I had everything. Now I'm a nothing man. Not sure what I do from here or where I'll go. Baby, the only thing I know is I'll never find another you. Someone who moves me like you do. Someone who knows me inside out. That'll never let me down. I could search all through this world, trying to find another like you, girl. But no matter what I do, I'll never find another you.
John hosts Country Music Television's annual Gone Country reality show. The series brings non-country artists to Nashville to compete for the chance to record a country song. John produces the winner single. In June, John will be in Nashville to appear at the CMA Music Festival. That same month, he'll reunite with Big Kenny to perform a Big and Rich concert tour that runs through late August. The current hit from Son of a Preacher Man became a single by chance. While John was doing a promotional radio station tour, he was asked to perform Shuttin' Detroit Down. The song, which deals with America's financial crisis, became an immediate hit. That led Warner Brothers Records to release his album 2 months ahead of schedule. John drew applause from a television audience when he explained what inspired him to write Shuttin' Detroit Down.
I meant to write a song that described how pissed off I was about everything going on right now when I turn on my news at the end of the day. Coming from a hard-working family in Texas, you know, we lived in a double-wide trailer in West Texas, and I never went to college. I've been a taxpayer my entire adult life. And to see guys like the CEO of Merrill Lynch buying $38,000 toilets, I sat down and I wrote this song on behalf of myself, just my own feelings. This is for all the hard-working Americans across this country.
Here's John Rich with Shuttin' Detroit Down. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Well, my daddy taught me in this country everyone's the same. You work hard for your dollar and you never pass the blame when it don't go your way. Now I see all these shots whining on my evening news about how they're losing billions, and it's up to me and you to come running too. The rescue will pardon me if I don't shed a tear, 'cause they're selling make-believe and we don't. In the real world, they're shutting Detroit down. While the boss man takes his bonus pay and jets on out of town. And DC's bailing out them bankers as a farmer's option ground. Yeah, while they're living it up on Wall Street in that New York City town, here in
in the real world, they're shutting Detroit down. Here in the real world, they're shutting Detroit down.